The Torah tells us, mitzvah.
Welcome everybody, welcome back.
Shvei Rama.
Shvei Rama, what a way to start off this year. Okay, so welcome back to our finale of our Hilchos Brachos Kulel for this Zman. It doesn't mean that we're never going to return to Hilchos Brachos. You know, Hilchos Brachos will always be fun to us. I'm sure we'll return to it at some point. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. But for this Zman, we're going to call it here for Hilchos Brachos. And I want to end off, have our Makeh Bepatish, so to speak, with the Sugya of Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom. We'll try to really get to the bottom of what it means to have brachos being part of our day. I think that's a lot of what drove, you know, the interest and the intrigue and the connection to this man, the fact that we're talking about halachos that are really pertinent every day, day in, day out. And Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom takes that idea and really deepens it. So the Gemara Menachos, Mem Gimel Mem Aleph, quotes Rabbi Meir, Tanya, Hay Rabbi Meir, Omer, Chayav Adam Levarich Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom. Person's obligated to say 100 brachos every day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Parashas Ekev, V'atoyisa mo Hashem Elokecha shoel me'imach. What does Hashem ask from us? We'll see in a second how we darshan that pasuk to teach us 100 brachos. But before we get there, let's just finish off the Gemara. Rav Chia b'reid Rav Avya b'shabasov yom etave torach u'memadiluhu b'yisparmakei u'megadei. So Rav Chia b'reid Rav Avya on Shabbos and Yontif, where he fell short a bit of the total of 100 brachos, he went out of his way to fill in the total of 100 by making brachos on spices and other items like sweet fruits. So how do we derive from this pasuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, that there is such an obligation to say 100 brachos every day? The Rishonim have a whole bunch of ways to interpret the pasuk to teach us that conclusion. Rashi, as quoted in the Tosos over here, in source number 3, Rashi says, Al tekre ma elamea. We reread the word, and on a second level, a deeper level of meaning, and it means not what does Hashem ask from us, but rather Me'a Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. Hashem asks from us 100. 100 what? 100 brachos. So that's Rashi. Tosfos has other ways. Rabbi Nutam says, if you read the pasuk with the word Shoel being male, meaning spelled with a vav, so then you get to 100 letters in the pasuk, and the 100 letters correspond to the 100 brachos. Others say that the word ma in the atbash, so that's when you replace an aleph with a taf and a beis with a shin, and if you do gematria that way, so ma comes out to 100. Others say that if you read the word as mea, so then you add one letter into the pasuk, you get 100 letters in the pasuk. So be it as it may, we have some allusion in the pasuk to derive from the phrase Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach that we are to say 100 brachos every day. And the Sefer HaManig, Rabbi Avram ben Asan, who lived in the 12th century in Provence, so he says that Davar Zeh Masores Biyadenu Me'avoseinu L'Moshe B'Sinai Sheyash Aleinu Levarich Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom. We have a tradition dating all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu to say 100 brachos every day, and there that obligation is referenced three times each in each of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. In Torah, we have Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, and then if you look at the Tur in source number 4, so the Tur quotes from Rav Natrunoi Gon that David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, was misakin, he enacted this requirement of Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom, and that is alluded to by the pasuk of Hukam Al. Hukam Al, it's said about David HaMelech that he was raised above, and we extrapolate or interpret those words to mean that he established Hukam, meaning that's a passive term talking about David HaMelech, but if you read it as more that he came, like David HaMelech made a takana of all. And all in gematria is 100. So David HaMelech made the takana to say 100 brachos every day. Now, why did David HaMelech do that? So apparently, there was a plague during which 100 people were dying every day. And David HaMelech was a choker v'heivin b'ruach HaKodesh. He used his ruach HaKodesh to understand what HaKodesh Baruch Hu wanted. He strengthened this takana that dated back to Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Sefer HaManig, to say 100 brachos every day. And when they started saying 100 brachos every day, so then the plague stopped. You may be familiar that when COVID was, when we were in the heat of the COVID outbreak, you may have seen certain certain of the Gedolim saying we should really strengthen our 100 brachos, our mea brachos. And that's based on this principle from David HaMelech that somehow mea brachos prevents a magifa. And we'll explain at the end of this year what the connection between those two is. So based on this, the Shulchan Aruch in Orech Chaim Mem Vav Seif Gimel, this is codified straight out in the Shulchan Aruch, Chayev Adam Levarich Bechol Yom Mea Brachos Lefachos. One is obligated to say 100 brachos at the very least every day. So I want to explore with you tonight what exactly is the reason or the nature of this obligation. What type of obligation is this? And how does our characterization of this chiyuv, how might that affect certain of the details of the laws of mea brachos? And we'll try to bring it down from the first sources all the way halacha lamaisa until you get on page number 3. I gave you some of the charts for weekday and Shabbos brachos. You know, you could take a sneak peek as we're going. So let's begin by trying to characterize this obligation, and we'll turn to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yadalid, he says as follows, Chayev Adam Levarich Mea Brachos Bein Hayom VeHalayla, between the day and the night, a person is obligated to say 100 brachos, and he goes on to spell out the 100 brachos. Now, the Rambam codifies this obligation in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefila. It doesn't have it in Hilchos Brachos that we've been studying all fall and winter. He has it in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefila. What does Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefila discuss? So the Rambam there outlines the laws of the daily brachos. Birchos HaShachar he has over there. He has Birchas HaTorah there, which Mari Virabi of Rosenzweig thinks is very significant from the Rambam's perspective, that he looks at Birchas HaTorah as a daily bracha for a Jew, something that a Jew needs to encounter every day. So it's interesting, Davar Omer Darsheni, why does the Rambam codify this requirement to say 100 brachos in Hilchos Tefila Perek Zayin? So that's point number one. Point number two is that, I don't have this halacha for you here, but if you look at Rav Sternbach in source number 8, Shuvos Van Hagos, Uvumakom Acher Evesig Divrei Maron Hagon De Brisk, so he quotes the Brisker Rav. He was very scrupulous about saying 100 brachos every day. And listen to this diuk. He makes an inference from the Rambam's language. Again, I don't have this Rambam for you, but it's a quote of a few Rambams later, Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam writes, Umone kol habrachos ad shemashlim mea kol yom. He counts all of the brachos until he completes the total of 100. That's a strange formulation. The Rambam could have said, Ve'omer kol habrachos, ad shemashlim kol hayom, or umevarich kol habrachos. Use the verb that is more associated with brachos. Why does he use the verb count? Umone. So the Brisker Rav was medayik from there, umeduyak b'loshono shetzarech limnos mamish habrachos davka. The Brisker Rav went out of his way to count the 100 brachos. Now, is that just like a pragmatic, a concern that if I don't count, if I don't have the chart, I don't have the checklist, there's going to be some days where I say the 100 brachos, but some days where I thought that I did, but I really didn't? Or is there some more fundamental idea that's going on here? And even if we don't want to go that far to say that there's actually a requirement to count them, just the language itself, why does the Rambam use that language? Even if it doesn't actually mean that there's a requirement like the Brisker Rav said, we should explain the Brisker Rav Shita too. But even if we're not going to go as far as the Brisker Rav to say that that's what the Rambam meant, why did the Rambam use that language? Okay, so point number two.
What does it mean to count it?
So he means that he would keep a list. Yeah, he would count out loud. He'd say bracha number one, bracha number two. Yeah. A Sfiras HaOmer, right? So we're getting prepared. So we do minyan brachos, yeah.
Is it like a mitzvah, you're required to do it, you have to do it, otherwise you get an appearance, or it's a mitzvah, you get bonus points, if you do it?
Yeah, so this is called, a mitzvah midirabanan. So it's a positive commandment midirabanan. And that means that if one fails to do it, if one would purposefully neglect doing it, so that would be considered a bitul mitzvah. Where it's a neglect of a mitzvah.
Is it on the same level as Megillah, or is it Lucas Shabbos maybe, or Chanukah?
Yeah, so it's not Megillah, because it's not Divrei Kabbalah. Is it on the same level as, on the same level of other Takanos Derabanan? Yeah. That's what it
is.
Shulchan Aruch says, Chai of Adam Levarich. Yeah. Right? So it's not just like a cute idea. This is a real obligation.
If you don't do it, do you get like an
Avera? Again, so I don't know. I mean, that gets into how you, what does Avera mean? What does Bitul Mitzvah mean? But it doesn't mean that it is that you actively did something wrong. It means that you passively didn't do something that you should have done. Is that clear? Okay, good question. All right, so the two points are, number one, why does the Rambam characterize this in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah? Number two, why does he use the language of umona kol abrachos, that you count the brachos? And number three is what the Rav points out, or at least mipi ashmua, the Rav, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik Zatzal, was quoted as saying, this is in source number 10, the Kovetz Misora, where they have a little essay from the Rav's Torah. And the Rav asks the following. So let's read together, source number 10. Tzorich yon al Rambam, lama tzorich lachshov eze brachos mevarchinon? Why does the Rambam have to enumerate which brachos you say? I don't understand. 100 brachos. Okay, so say 100 brachos. Who cares which are the brachos? Well, we need the Rambam to go through our daily schedule with us to tell us which are the 100. Say 100 brachos. Hallo yachol latzeis b'chol brachos shemivarech. Vayoser kasha, adds the Rav, the mashma me Rambam de b'shabes v'yamtiv ein mechashvin kriyas haTorah v'ha'av Torah b'cheshvan shal brachos. Says it's implied by the language of the Rambam, by his omission, that the brachos on kriyas haTorah and on haftorah, on Shabbos and yamtiv, don't count towards the total of 100. V'chein lo mevi kiddush u'tfilas musaf. He doesn't say that Kiddush counts. Musaf apparently doesn't count. Umashma sharak hagimul tefilos olos lecheshbon. Umashim rak ha'idish ocha peros mevarich levanel acharei harbipon. So the Rav is struck. Number one, why do you have to spell out the brachos? Number two, just to add insult to injury, like, there are some brachos that count and some that don't. I thought it's just the idea to say 100 brachos every day. So why does the Rambam seemingly omit certain brachos that don't count towards this total? That's another point.
The Rav is actually, he's being medayik that...
from because the Rosh...
Not Haftorah and yeah. Torah and Musaf doesn't count. You bedavka gotta have to eat
that's what he's saying.
Multiple other...
That's what he's saying. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Because if you look at the Rosh in source number 9, the Rosh says, we have a problem, as the Gemara itself says, that on Shabbos and Yontif, we're going to fall short of 100. So the Rosh says, okay, so you can add the brachos on Kriyas HaTorah, add the brachos on Maftir, you say Amen, it'll count for you, we'll come back to that. But you see explicitly from the Rosh that he's comfortable with the brachos on Leining and the brachos, but apparently in the Rambam doesn't mention those as the types of brachos that could help you on Shabbos, on Shabbos and Yontif. So why not? And why does the Rambam go out of his way to tell you exactly which brachos are the ones that count? So again, let's be misakim. Number one, Perek Zayin. Number two, Mone. Number three, says the Rav, that the Rambam spells out the brachos. And why does he omit certain brachos? So I think the Rav says very convincingly, very compellingly over here, V'anir b'zeh, in the left paragraph, Dihinei harama mevi chiyuv mea brachos b'ilchos tefila v'lo b'ilchos brachos. So the Rav was sensitive to the categorization of the Rambam, that he quotes this halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. Va'ayin b'perek zayin halacha alef b'Hilchos Tefillah shekosav ha-Rambam, basically that the Rambam tells us all of the brachos that we're supposed to say each day. V'nireh, I'm on the fourth line, d'chiyuv mea brachos hu chelek mechiyuv tefillah. So the Rav says that mea brachos is part of the category of tefillah. V'yashchiyuv de'gimot tefillos, there's an obligation to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, three times a day. V'tzarech lahashlim hachiyuv tefillah shal kol yom behashlom as mea brachos. And to complete the obligation of tefillah, one has to say 100 brachos. Maybe a slightly different way to say it, it could be that this is what the Rav was getting at. I don't know. I wasn't there for the shiur. But a slightly different way to say it could be that, and I alluded to this before, the Rambam in Perek Zayin is establishing for us what is a Jew's daily experience. What's a Jew's daily schedule? What is part of the fabric of daily life for a Jew? That's why it's in Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah is the consistent encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perek Zayin is Berchos HaShachar. The first thing, when a Jew wakes up, what does he do? I'm orienting myself to my schedule. Birchas HaTorah. I have to encounter the Torah every day. I have to think about, contemplate, reflect on the fact that we are a Torah people, that we were given the Torah every day. So in addition to that, says the Rav, in explaining the Rambam, I have to say 100 brachos every day. 100 brachos has to be part of my daily fabric. And if that's the case, the Rav goes further. He says, maybe I have to use the brachos that are daily brachos. The category of brachos that's going to suffice for this obligation is not going to be any bracha that I get. So it's not going to be a bracha that comes around just once a week, like brachos on laning for Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's not going to be Kiddush. It's not going to be Musaf. It has to be daily brachos, because this is about the daily experience of the person, of the Jew, encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the prism of the 100 brachos. And if that's the case, then I might add that we could explain why the Rambam uses the language umone. What's umone? Umone means when you count something, you have a heightened consciousness of that thing. It's not just something that's, it's not just amorphous, right? It's not just kind of like hanging in our head, but there's a concreteness to it. I'm highly conscious of the fact that I said this bracha.
It's important
also. Chashivos, for sure. So that is the mechayev over here, to be conscious of the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that bracha. And in addition, we can then explain why the Rambam has a line that seems to go against other Rishonim. Yosef, I'll get to you in a second. Source number 7, going back to that Rambam, the Rambam writes, Chayev Adam Levarich Mea Brachos Bein Hayom VeHalayla. It's interesting that the Rambam says between the day and the night, and he begins his count with the brachos of Kriya Shema. V'sheva brachos shal Kriya Shema shal Shachas v'Arbis, and then ukeshem is atif betzitzis, ukeshelovish tefillin, and he goes on from the morning. He's starting the schedule from the a.m. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, page number 2, source number 11, the Beis Yosef has the exact opposite. He says, "Uminyan mei abrachos kachu balayla keshaholech lishon mivarich hamapil chevli shena uvishachar mivarich netilas adayim v'asher yotzar v'chulei." I didn't give you the rest of the list. So the Beis Yosef says, "No. How do we look at a day in Judaism? We always go from night to morning. Vayhi erev, vayhi voker. So therefore, I should start the count from nighttime. So hamapil will count as bracha number 1 of my day." And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in source number 13. Seemingly, that's the way that we paskin. Not like, but Rav Sternbach is medayik in the Rambam in source number 12. V'chein mash v'ktsas melashon Rambam should tzarech levarach mea brachos bein hayom v'alayla harei hikdim bilashono yom l'layla. He precedes yom to layla. U'mash v'she halayla mitztarif l'yom shalafanav. That the night follows the day. U'chein kodshim she halayla holich achar hayom shekadam lo. Just like we say in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't really require any more explanation. We always say, Vahi Erev, Vahi Voker. You go night then day. So that, kapish. But why for the Rambam? Why would we suddenly say, with respect to Mea Brachos, that we flip? That we go morning then night? What I wanted to suggest is that if it's true, as the Rav explained, or at least as we were Mefarish, that for the Rambam, the chiyuv of Mea Brachos is not merely to get to the quantitative total of 100 brachos, but rather it is to fulfill a daily obligation of encounter of the Ribono Shel Olam via the Mea Brachos, via daily brachos that make me conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. So then I can explain that dafka this halacha
should follow the way the person experiences the world. We don't experience the world as night then day. We experience the world as day then night. We wake up and then we go to sleep, right? Okay, vayir vayvoker, in halacha, we look at the world differently. But from a person's experiential perspective, we wake up and then we go to sleep. That's why we say berchos hashachar, after having gone to sleep, as we start the day. And that's why the Rambam incorporates this halacha of mea brachos together with berchos hashachar, because it's about the person's daily schedule and daily fabric. Yeah.
Is he, if I remember correctly, he did help us washing hands all night, and we said that it started from the day and not nighttime. Meaning, if a person takes a nap during the day, or if a person like a fuck, I remember that being a whole thing that it started from the day. So would he hold the same thing, like with the Tel Sedaim, with this Shita carried through, and like vice versa for the other Shitas, as A and B? Is that on the, that's just not the matter right now, just because I remember mm-hmm. going through the maybe it was Shavuot, so I remember. The second thing is,
we did Birkas HaTorah, I think.
Birkas Torah.
Yeah, also, if you take a nap, you have to repeat Birkas HaTorah. That's it, yeah.
So would you hold the same thing in Birkas HaTorah? Because it's part of the Seder HaTavar Matvila,
so
you might have the same sheet there.
So, but the only additional factor would be, is there also like a hefsek that you have to take into account? So even if you hold that Birkas HaTorah starts in the morning, I mean, he definitely holds that, right?
Yeah.
So
somebody else said, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if it was an opposite sheet there or not, or everyone just held it and started in the morning. I don't know.
So everybody holds that you're going to have to say Birkas HaTorah after a hefsek, after a hefsek of yeah. sleep at night. Everybody holds like that. The question is, if you have a kavua type of sleep during the day, would you then have to repeat Birkas HaTorah afterwards? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
There are even, just on that, I'll throw it out there, that l'chvod Rosh Chodesh, for anybody who forgets Yalav Yavo, and then you repeat another Shmona Esrei, so I saw in the Dershah, they quoted post and say you get both. You get both Shmona Esrei.
I thought the first message was like out the window.
Ah, geschmack. So then it's, I saw the Piskei Tshuvos, he says it's Taloy on that Chakira. How do you look at a Shmona Esrei that doesn't have a Yalav Yavo? And this goes back to a Tosos and Brachos. We've discussed this at other points. Is a Shmona Esrei without Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? Is that just, it's not a Shmona Esrei? It's Nish Shmona Esrei, right? So then you're not going to get the credit for the Brachos. Or do you say that no, the Shmona Esrei was good? But you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei because you got to get Yalav Yavo. Yeah.
And then the other question was, Rabbah is so specific. He lists out two full brachos, which is interesting. Why doesn't he say the second bracha, but Amos is known, and he doesn't say, like, Tishas and Tishas, like, he doesn't say all that stuff. And those are the core Seder had Rabbah the Yom, like you're saying. Like, it's all about your Seder HaTzadayim. So why doesn't he count this up? Like, does he say this time? He doesn't say the second.
Yeah, he doesn't have Netilas. He has Netilas HaTzadayim for a meal.
And yes,
he has that there.
And he also uses.
It's interesting. He doesn't have Netilas HaTzadayim in the morning. That's true.
He also doesn't have, like,
he doesn't have the second bracha
as well. Right, but there is machlokas we've shown him, whether you even say that bracha.
But does the Rambam hold you don't say?
Yeah.
Or
huh? You guys only say Le'aniach. That's why we need our Sfaradim.
One more thing,
sorry.
One more thing about me is that he also, the last thing, one bracha, is that it's certain like that he has to make brachos, make up with it with fruit. And that's nothing to do with tefillah.
Right.
So why is he putting that in and not other tefillah brachos?
So that's a good question. So I think that the idea, if what we're saying is right, then making a bracha on food is more of a daily experience than davening musaf.
I'm talking about some of those other four brachas that we're talking about.
Oh, meaning, why not?
Al mitzvah, tzitzis, and...
Does he have yishtabach here?
He doesn't
have psukit izimra.
Well, he doesn't have... What does he start with the 23, he says?
He does say the
7. Oh, Shemanino Beperek Zeh. Very good, very good, very good. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
So that's probably the
Tilos. Thank you.
So,
yeah.
If following the Rambam, the whole point of this is to like to say brachot like every day, like the same brachot. But then why in the church is to like
Yeah, so we're gonna see. So halacha lemaisa. So halacha lemaisa, we're not gonna follow the Rambam. Okay. So, but I'm starting with the Rambam because I want to show you. I want to orient you towards a conceptual approach to this obligation of mea brachos. Halacha lemaisa, we're going to be much more flexible with what is incorporated. So, oh, good. So I think, and the reason why I started with the Rambam, this is how we do conceptual learning, right? So we started with the Rambam. We have a lot of proof, a lot of evidence from the Rambam that he holds of this idea that Mea Brachos is about the daily experience of the Jew, right? About this daily encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the prism of 100 Brachos. Now, if we then flip to Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah, we'll see that we're much more expansive, much more flexible. Does that mean that we totally reject the Rambam's idea? And now it's just about a Chazal made a Takana, 100 brachos, for whatever reason, you know, sodos, for whatever reason. Or are we saying, no, we also agree with the Rambam's principle. We agree with his yesod, with his foundational concept. But we're more flexible about what registers to accomplish that concept. Whereas the Rambam was more rigid about how that had to be done, we are more expansive about how it can be done, right? So that's why I'm beginning with the Rambam, because I don't think necessarily we reject the Rambam's idea entirely. Just means that we're more, it could be that we do, but it could also be that we're just more expansive, okay? So as we go through the details here, let's bring it down halacha lemaisa. So what we just did was the timing. So we said the Rambam goes from day to night. The Beis Yosef of Mishneh Berurah go from night to day. So Tani, you asked me to speak about halachos of early Shabbos. This is one halacha that pertains to early Shabbos. Take a look at...
It's not 24 hours.
Huh?
No matter what 24 hours.
What if you start Shabbos early? Do the brachos that you say... Yeah, does it count towards Friday or Shabbos? And what about...
It's day to night, including Shabbos. Shabbos should be a
Saturday. So we're gonna pass me like Mishneh Berurah, where we go night to day.
Oh, we're doing.
Shouldn't we hold from sunset then?
So that's what you would think, right?
Rather than from early Shabbos, because the set time is sunset.
Good. So let's see. Source number 14, Rav Sternbach. V'yesh l'estapik v'ilu hanoagin b'kayis l'espala b'er Shabbos mibod yom. Those who have the practice to daven early on Friday. D'lech ura mafsidin b'zeh yud aleph brachos. They're going to fall short 11 brachos that they would have gotten otherwise. What are they? Dalet brachos birchos kriyishma v'zayin the tefillah de Shabbos. Meaning if you count from night to day, but you daven mariv early, you're going to lose out on the birchos kriyishma and the brachos of Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, the seven brachos of Shabbos that should have counted toward Shabbos, but now they're not going to count because you did them on Friday. Okay. Again, we're counting from night to day, right? Counting from night to day. I start Shabbos early. So now I started Shabbos at 6 o'clock. It's still Friday, right?
So your Mariv doesn't count.
So my Mariv is not going to count towards my Shabbos brachos. And now I was already in a hole for Shabbos. Now I dug myself a deeper hole. Still, no?
What Mariv are you missing? You're davening Mariv every day. I'm only talking.
Okay, you're davening
Mariv.
Chazal Shalom, of course you're davening Mariv, but you're davening Mariv while it's still Friday. It's before sunset. But those don't. But those will count, those will register for Friday brachos instead of Shabbos brachos.
Your brachos calendar doesn't reset.
Right, the bracha calendar is dependent on actual time, not.
And now,
you need a tish.
I need a tish. Definitely need a tish.
But if you start so early, then maybe you finish it still on Friday too.
But now I'm in a deeper hole.
Because
when I went into Shabbos, I was already in a hole because I missed out. I missed out 11:33 brachos, right? Or 36 brachos. Because I'm missing 12 from each tefillah, right? Yeah.
Now you're short 50.
Okay. So let's. Domnom ki bel kedusha Shabbos. Achin kavolos amahani rak lechiyuvim koach kedusha Shabbos. Okay, you did Tosefes Shabbos. Fine. So that works to allow you to do the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Aval inyan mea brachos that tzarech mide yom biyomo. These are daily requirements. It's a din in the day, not a din in Shabbos versus Chol. Vumi dine hayom. So it's still Friday. Hare sofko sof mesval b'yom shishi. So Sternbach and Abshom Zamin, they both say, yeah, in Achinami. Those brachos don't count toward Shabbos if you do early Shabbos, and you'll have to make them up with more of a tish. I think Rav Ovadia says otherwise. In Pinske Chuvos, he quotes others who, yeah, no, I'm take a look for me if you can, Lee Nether, after Shir. But it seems that the standard view, you know, the conventional wisdom, is that yeah, this is a daily requirement. So therefore, saying it on Friday shouldn't count. What about like this? What about if you say brachos after tzeis, like you have a long shalosh lois? Yeah. So now it's still Shabbos. You haven't done Abdullah yet.
You haven't benched yet.
Does that benching count towards Shabbos or the next day? According to Abshom and Zaman, it should go towards the next day.
It's nighttime already, so...
That's it. Right.
Based on when you make Havdalah.
Right. It shouldn't be based on Shabbos and Yom, on Shabbos and Chol. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so Halach L'maisa, we have to be careful within the 24 hours of the day, starting from night going to the daytime, to get those brachos
in. That's the answer, you have to be careful.
That's the conclusion. Listen, I'm not saying there's nothing to be so made. There's certainly what to rely on, you know. But the best is to get them in during those 24 hours. Okay. Next, what brachos count towards the 100 brachos? So we saw that the Rambam, according to the Rav's interpretation, had a very rigid, strict view of what brachos count. We are going to have a more expansive view, as Eliza told us. So,
is there another interpretation of the Rambam that he's just giving examples?
You could always read the Rambam that way, but we prefer to read the Rambam more, as meaning what he says. Okay, so in source number 15, there's a discussion in the Achronim. If you say Amin to someone else's bracha, does that count? So the Bach says that no, that's not going to count. David HaMelech said you have to say 100 brachos. The Lomahani Anias Amin. And Allah Amiyarat Shinim Yodul Varich. If someone, okay, if you're stuck, you don't know how to say the word, so fine, so you should say Amin. Aval HaYodea Tzarech Levarich. And I think certainly, according to the Rambam, certainly the whole idea was if you have to be Mona the brachos, you have to count the brachos. So say the whole idea was to say the bracha so that you have that consciousness of the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not sure if Amin does the same.
Made their own kiddush at the
Bach's
table. Basically.
So hold on. So actually, in Rav Shlomo Zalman, in source number 17, so he says that generally I would agree with the Bach. However, when it comes to mitzvos, where we have one person say the bracha for everybody else because of Berov Am Hadras Melech, because it's nicer to do the mitzvah as a group, as a public, then in that case, in that scenario, the Amin counts. So saying, again, we're going to paskin, not like the Rambam. So we're going to paskin that saying Kiddush on Shabbos does count towards the Mea Brachos. So David, if someone were to say Amen at your table to your Kiddush, that would count to their Mea Brachos as well. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says in source number 17. If you look at the Mishnah Brura in 16, he says that when you're in a bind, okay, when you're stuck and you need to get to the 100, so again, we're going to be more flexible and more flexible. So Yom HaShabbos, so you're starting off at 87. You have a tish. You have a lot of brachos to add to get to 100. So that's a quote from the Rosh, that if you pay attention to the brachos of the Olim, of the Aliyos for Kriya Satora and to the Haftorah, and you say Amin to those brachos, that will count. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that in a pinch, you can use Amin to your advantage, and he even says that listening to Chazar Sashatz, where you already davened yourself, so now you're listening to a bracha that you already said, but he says that's an extra pinch, then you could be yotze with that too. Okay, so yeah, the lechatchila, you want to say 100 brachos without amins. If you can't get to the 100 without the amins, then you could use the amins to help you. No.
Your Shulzama thing goes well with the experience thing you're saying.
Like yeah,
the
let's.
Shofar and those berachas, that's a whole experience. I hear you make a shaka on a water, there's no experience there, there's no connection.
Right, right. Meaning you're like, you're part of the mitzvah. Right. It's like there's a mice of the rabbin. So then that bracha is really that transfers. I like it.
I heard something with guitarist is considered like a bracha. Is that true?
Oh, okay. Next. Source number 18. Okay. Thank you, Reb Shlomo. Okay. So the Sefer HaManig, so he says like this. V'rov Yisrael shein lo'em piros la'ashlimam. Heich miskaimim bohem mea brachos. So if we don't, if we're short on the fruits, what are we going to do? Ro'isi b'tzorfas, shenagu lomar alze achar hatfila, ein kelokeinu. Ein kelokeinu, mi kelokeinu, no del elokeinu, baruch elokeinu, atu elokeinu. And that essentially is counting as if you said a bracha, and you get 12 brachos out of that, 4 times 3. Wow. Now, that's a minog. What?
Is that
will count towards my brachos?
A bracha you can use, just hear this. It's not a real bracha, but you can use it as like a...
Yes, yeah, for if you're doing, well, for we said for Baruch Hashem, the Olam, Amin V'Amin, first of all, we quoted in Mishnah Berurah that when you're trying to teach kids to say Amin, but you're not really supposed to say Amin to their bracha. So we quoted from Rav Ben Zion Abashal now. You could say Baruch Hashem La'olam Amin V'Amin. Yeah. And Vayvarech David, we sometimes, yeah, you're right, and we sometimes use it in that way, but I didn't see that quoted here, that would count. That even in Kalokeno, the Sefer HaManig says, is a stretch. Why? That's not a bracha. It doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem. It says in Kelokenu. What? So every time that we say Hashem's name, it's going to get... No. So what's the idea of in Kelokenu? So apparently, if you're going to go that far to say that in Kelokenu counts towards Mea Brachos, we're really diluting this requirement of bracha. It doesn't actually mean bracha. What it means is 100 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what it means. And a bracha is generally the way that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you say, right, so why dafka in kelokeinu mi kelokeinu? I'm not sure where that mina came from. The Mishnah Berurah, it seems like he's dafka saying that. But the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Mem Vav, which is the Simin in Shulchan Aruch for the din of Mea Brachos, he does not quote an in kelokeinu in Mem Vav. However, if you look at Taf Reish Chav Beis, this is in source number 19, Taf Reish Chav Beis is halachos of Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur, that's the hardest day of the year to get to Mea Brachos. And Shlomo, that might be what you were thinking about with the spices, with the besamim. So we were actually talking about that in Deir Shu now also, right? So so people have a practice to smell besamim on Yom Kippur. The reason why is because they're trying to get to Mea Brachos. So what the great point, Eliza. So what the post can point out is that you can't say a new bracha until you've had a hesach hadas from the besamim that you last smelled. So if you just like someone passes around besamim and then somebody else comes in and brings his besamim, so like you know they're having the besamim contest, you can't make a new bracha just because. And the post can say you can't bring yourself to a bracha she'in atzricha. You can't force yourself to say another bracha just so that you get to the total of 100. That's like yotza schara b'afseda. Like you're doing something wrong to do something right. That you don't want to do. Okay, well if you have then gevaldik.
You never been this far to show Yom Kippur.
Okay. How long do you have to? You have to have a hesach hadas. You have to say, okay, I'm no longer interested, and then someone else comes out. You say, oh yeah, I want some more, right? Okay, but so getting back to in kelokeinu, so the Mishnah Berurah does not quote it in Mem Vav. He quotes it in Taf Reish Chav Beis, where he says, "Lefi Shabbos Omrim Kain Kedei Lamalos Hechosik." Mean we don't say in kelokeinu on Yom Kippur, and Mishnah Berurah there says, "Lefi Shabbos Omrim Kain." We do say it on Shabbos. Why? Kedei Lamalos Hechosik Mimei Abrachos B'chol Yom Uveyom HaKippurim Iko Harbei Shevachim Ve'in Sarich Lamalos B'zeh. All right, you see the way he spoke about that, right? He says, on Shabbos, we have so many more utterances of praise. We don't need, on Yom Kippur, we have so many more. We don't need Ein Kelokeinu. On Shabbos, we need it. So therefore, we say it on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. So from Taf Reish Chav Beis, it seems like Mishnah Berurah is willing to rely on that minog of Ein Kelokeinu. In Mem Vav, he doesn't mention it. again, it's going to be one of those things where in a pinch, you can rely on it, but lechatchila, we're going to try to say an actual 100 brachos.
Do we know if it makes a difference? If he davened nisach hashkun, but didn't say inkel kenu during the week, which is why he's sort of leaning this way, that talking about why you say it on Shabbos and not Yom Kippur.
It certainly seems like he said it only on Shabbos, because that's right. He's explaining why we added that. Yeah, Eitan. Yes. Been waiting very patiently all night.
No, yeah. It's very interesting. Sorry, I should look at the Gemara surrounding the original source. And there's actually, I don't want to say there's a disagreement, but there's a following brayta that suggests that you only need to say three brachot a day. And then they list the three brachot that we say in Birkat HaShachar. And I think that, maybe this disagreement between the Rambam...
But is that a machlokas in those deos in the Gemara? I think it's saying...
I don't want to say that it's a machlokas, but, it could be that maybe...
saying those specific three brachos you also have to say.
I don't want to say it's also, but maybe he suggests that you only need to say three brachos. You don't need to say 100.
Mm.
And perhaps the disagreement here is the same disagreement we have with the Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah that says, no, you need to say 100 actual brachot, or no, you need to say three brachot, but you need to say 100 words of praise.
Mm.
And that could be the difference. Yes, you need to say 100 words of praise, but three.
Like when it said 100 brachos, it didn't mean strict and literal brachos, but when it said three brachos.
Exactly. I also thought it was interesting that, the section of Gemara that it's listing here is between Tefillin and.
Yeah.
And tzitzis.
Uh-huh.
And that could be why the Rambam listed in kind of Hilchos Tefillah as opposed to, Hilchos Brachos, because this section is clearly talking about Tefillah, about the importance of
it's a whole string of Rabbi Meir's.
So there's a few Rabbi Meir's, but there's also a few, kind of other.
No, it's definitely, you're correct. It is in the context of tzitzis and Tefillah.
So it does seem like it's. Related to the protection of, and the story.
You could ask, I guess, going back on the Gemara, why does it appear there?
Right, so why does it appear there? I think that you're going to get to that next section about the
protection. Okay, let's finish it up. Okay, so, Halacha Lamaisa, you could take a look at page number 3, feel free to take the sheets home. There's websites, you type in Mea Brachos, and there's all these charts that help you get to 100. Both on weekday and Shabbos. I think they have another one for Rosh Chodesh. But I want to end off by trying to understand what is this idea of Mea Brachos and the protection that it affords, and why Dafka, why the number 100? It's interesting, in source number 20, we've quoted a lot from Rav Sternbach tonight. He says, he quotes the Brisker Rav, as having thought that it's dafka 100, meaning if you fall short, let's say you get to 80, there's no point of getting to 82. It's 100 or bust, all or nothing. What's this idea of 100? So what better way to end off our Zman than having the delight of reading some Maharal together? Okay, so source number 21, let's dive deep into a Maharal. I think the Maharal is going to illuminate the idea for us. So says the Maharal, Perkat Cheles, Hayr Rabbi Meir, Omer, so he quotes the Gemara. Second line in the bold. Pshara Kosuv, the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Sha'adam Mechuyav Lahakir Es Hashem Yisbarach, Shuhu Iloso. A person is obligated to recognize, to internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his creator, that he's his master, that we are dependent upon Hashem. Kedichsev yata ma Hashem elokecha shoal meimach yim liyures Hashem yisbarach. In the pashtus of the pasuk is that we're supposed to have awe of the Ribono Shel Olam. V'yeda ha'adam ki Hashem yisbarach b'ashamayim v'adam ala aretz. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends this earth. U'lefikach yesh lo adam levarech Hashem yisbarach mea brachos. U'vizeh yaker ilaso shuhu yisbarach b'ashamayim. By saying 100 brachos and dafka 100, one will come to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole reason for his existence, for the person's existence. Why 100? V'yesh l'das, ki rishus ha'adam nechshav ad asara. Shekach amru in Masech HaSukkah, me'olam lo'olam Moshe ve'li'ol l'malam en asara, l'kai ma'ashenemar ha'shamayim shamayim l'ashem v'aretz nosan levnei adam. The Gemara has a tradition that man's territory goes up to 10 tfachim. Umei achar ki mispar asara shayach la'aretz, the number 10, 10 tfachim, relates to earth, to ground, to earthly matters. Ubevadai hashamayim heim nivdalim min ha'aretz legamrei. the heavens are completely separate and distinct from the earth. That's why the number 100 is associated with the heavens. If 10 is associated with earth, 20 is not fundamentally different from 10. They're tens. Vuhu lashon echad. It's all the same language. Ushloshim min shlosha. The same is true for 3 and 30. Vechein kulam ad mea. Until you get to 100 and you have a new unit. Shu mispar bifnei atzmo vuhu nivdo legamre min asara. Says the Maharal that 100 establishes a fundamentally different category from the tens. Ulekach mispar mea shayach lashomayim. V'dover zamuchach b'chama mekomos. So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us to do? He's giving us 100 brachos, jumping to the bold, asher b'brachos nir ashivcho v'kocho. With these brachos, we are going to discern, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, his praise. U'mamakir ilasoshu hu nivdol mimenu v'ubashamayim v'adam ala aretz u'vizeh yashira. By saying the 100 brachos, one's going to recognize the complete divide, the schism, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. To see how lowly we are and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how that should bring upon us a complete sense of awe of Yirah Shamayim. And that's why this pasuk is, many of the Achronim connect this pasuk to what Chazal say, V'yata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoal Me'imach Kiyim L'Yira. What, so Yiras Hashem is Milsa Zudrasa, he says the Gemara in Brachos. Is Yiras Hashem such a small matter that it's like, what does Hashem ask for us other than Yirah Shamayim? That's so easy. No, for Moshe Rabbeinu, but not for us. But when we do Mea Brachos, that's a Milsa Zudrasa that we are able to do in order to achieve a very, very great deal, a very, very big thing called Yirah Shamayim. Mea Brachos, when we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives from the Rambam's perspective, all the way down just to Halakha L'maisa, making sure that we get to each and every one of the 100 brachos. When we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives through the mechanism of bracha, and we attribute the benefits that we get in our lives, the experiences that we have in our lives, the mitzvos that we do, we attribute everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand throughout our day. That is really what brings us to a sense of Yirah Shamayim. To realizing that we are people who live in this world in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all moments and at all times. And that is what Hilchos Brachos, at the end of the day, is really all about. Hilchos Brachos is about ensuring, with all of its details and all of its tremendous lamdus, but the bracha, sof kol sof acharei kechlos hakol, the bracha is the vehicle that connects us to a recognition of the greatness of the Almighty, and the opportunity and the privilege that we have to be His creations, to live in His presence every single day. So hopefully we'll take the Mea Brachos with us. We'll do the Mea Brachos every day, and we'll take the Musag, the idea of Brachos, and carry that with us forward as we go to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in advance of our upcoming Yontif of Zman Chebuseinu. Shukran.